News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Play is not just a frivolous activity, it is a fundamental component of our lives. So says Dr. Richard Hogan, family psychotherapist and author of Home is Where the Start Is, and he joins us now this morning. Richard, good morning to you. This is really interesting sort of research that's come out of Virgin around the benefits of play. Will you just explain first for what do we mean by play? Do we just mean going out and running around a park? We mean kind of more than that, don't we?
Hi, good morning, Ciara. We do indeed, you see, then that's it. And the unfortunate thing here is that we kind of consign play to childhood. And as we move out of and move into adulthood, we kind of think that that childishness, that stuff of play is consigned to the past. And of course, play can be anything. It can be walking your dog. It can be playing a game with someone. It can be going online. It can be playing a multiplayer game, you know, those kind of games. It can be anything really that connects you to somebody and allows you to kind of maybe break free from the kind of the rigidness of life and work.
So it's any kind of leisure activity that provides enjoyment and connection, and all. It's kind of a broad term, really.
It is indeed. You know, I know from listening to you talking here, you're an avid walker. So that, like, walking is play. When you go walking, do you feel something afterwards?
Yeah, I do. I get some kind of a little endorphin lift. I know I do.
Exactly, and that's it. Endorphins are the kind of like the body's natural painkillers. And they're really, they promote an overall sense of well-being and can actually temporarily relieve pain. So play is not just something that we do to have a little bit of fun. There's actually a medicinal side to play. And it's so important because when we move into our 40s, Ciara, as you know yourself, and as I know, life gets so busy and you got kids and, you know, and you're working and you're trying to maybe, you know, increase your work and do better in your work and all that. And life can become quite rigid and routined.
And play allows
you to break free from it.
Yeah, and do we sort of dismiss the idea of play as something kind of trivial or sort of an add-on but not important, but actually we're missing the point that it actually is important then in our lives?
Exactly. I think that's what's so great about this research carried out by Virgin Media and Ipsos and BNA is that what they're finding in their research is that people crave play. And they understand the neuroscience behind it, because when we have, like, say, chronic stress, the receptors that, you know, increase dopamine get reduced. But when we're playing and, you know, when we're having that kind of fun and interaction with people, those receptors grow back again. And so there's a real medicinal part of play that gets missed when we think about it and we think about children. And if you watch children, Ciara, play, they fall into it so easily. And they often role play aspects of, like, you know, future lives and future selves. So play is such an important part of our lives. And unfortunately, I think in an Irish context in particular, Ciara, because, you know, I go to France a lot and you go to Portugal, you see people playing on the beach, you see, you know, older gentlemen playing boules
on the square,
you know, and you see them playing. We don't see that in an Irish context, and particularly in an Irish male context. I think that falls away. In your 30s, you might be playing five-a-sides, but by the time you get to your 40s, you know, because of maybe your body or, you know, and the work and the increased pressure on you, you fall away from play, and what we need to do is lean more into our play.
I'm kind of fascinated. I'm also thinking is about lockdowns and things and the pandemic, because obviously particularly young people and children and all of that, they were locked down too and missed out on that. And I look at that generation now, those kind of the young people coming into young adulthood, and I feel that we underestimated sometimes the effects of you know, the cure being worse than the disease for them in some ways. Is that why that generation in part has struggled, the fact that they missed out on that easy ability to go out and socialise and play, and that we kind of dismissed it as sort of an easy thing to give up on, and it actually isn't?
That's such a good point, Ciara. I mean, that is so insightful, because in the research, what they found is that 86% of young people want to incorporate more play into their lives. And what I've been saying a lot, you know, and writing about a lot, is that particular cohort of young adolescents missed out on going to the Gaeltacht. That's play. You know, that is real play. They missed out on going on holidays. They missed out on school tours. They missed out on all those kind of, like, normal.
They missed out on teen discos and all that sort of stuff, too.
Exactly. They missed out on kissing people.
Yeah.
That's play.
No,
you know,
totally.
Hanging around the college. Absolutely. And that teaches you how to kind of, like, interact with people and how to you know, develop a few moves, let's say, as you get older. And so they miss out on all that normative aspects of just like, you know, playing and being an adolescent and understanding
and
themselves.
So what do we do? Because I know that there is this idea now that this the National Play Day, which is running until the 21st of this month. But
yeah.
But what do we do to foster this or encourage it or bring it back?
Well, that's the thing. As parents, I'm the parent of three daughters myself. I'm always encouraging my kids to play. And I've got three daughters. And so I'm always encouraging them to play. And I play a lot with them. And I develop games into nearly every aspect. Even just going up the stairs, I turn it into a game, you know. And everything, I try to make everything a little bit of a game, a little bit of fun in it as well. And I think that's what we need to foster with our kids, bringing back that old traditional kind of like, you know, sense of fun in the family and a bit of play in the family. And because,
okay.
You know, and with daughters as well, what I do is I have a bit of wrestling with them and all that. So I want them to be a bit tougher and be able to kind of like, you know, if someone bumps into them, that they're able to not collapse under that. And so that's all about play and understanding yourself in relation to others. And I think if we have more play in our lives, I think as adults, if we have more play, we have the medicinal aspect to it. And our kids learn about themselves.
I think you just highlighted how important the role of fathers are in children's lives, because I suspect that that's more of a father thing, the wrestling and all that stuff. But I agree with you about the importance. Look, thank you. I think this is a really interesting thing to discuss. And we do appreciate you coming on. That is Dr. Richard Hogan, their family psychotherapist and author of Home Is Where the Start Is. Really interesting, Shane. Maybe we should all be a little bit more playful.
Yeah. Sometimes, as he says, though, as Richard says, it can be hard to find the time, but
yeah.
It's important to make the time.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.